Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
437 at WGCL. Glass in the afternoon. Thank you for being with us the 23rd day of June. It feels like spring, even though it's summer. It is gorgeous outside. 78 degrees. Wind is blowing. And it is a lovely, lovely afternoon. So nice. Keith Klein is even here.
Were you on the patio a moment ago?
I was. Okay. I was out on the helipad making sure that everything was
landing
safe.
The helicopter?
No, I was ready for my great escape, just in case things got tight in here and I had to jump out and get after it. Busy afternoon of soccer as we've had all these leagues that are picking back up. Keith, they're trying to cram these games in to get their seasons finalized. And goalless this afternoon in the English Premier League. Leicester at home, goalless draw with Brighton Hove Albion. And on the north side of London, it's Spurs and West Ham goalless on the hour marker just afterwards there. And goals not exactly flying in Italy either. Parma 2-0 up on Genoa at the half. Torino leads Udinese, and Cagliari winners earlier, as were Napoli. No racing today.
No.
No rain out for that. And in Spain, Barcelona looking to maintain their lead on Real Madrid, or goalless with Atleti 35 minutes into that match up. We'll do more with sports. Terry Stoltz joins us here in 25 minutes, as we'll do happy hour. But right now, Keith, a busy Tuesday. We haven't had much time for breathing. Rolls on.
We have the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation. That's Dr. Jerry Sanders.
Dr. Sanders, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing just fine.
We always enjoy hearing your voice and your insight from the RBB. And as we know, you had a school board meeting last week, so we'll do a little recap of what happened there. And before we do that, how about the congratulations? $250,000. We saw that in the paper the other day for getting a grant to help kids get ready for next level stuff. Where did that come from, and who had to apply and fill out all that great paperwork?
Yes, well, that was really through the ROI, Regional Opportunity Initiatives, and really speaking about the board meeting, that was the highlight, being able to announce that. We went through a process starting last August. We received a planning grant from ROI, and we are greatly appreciative of the grant dollars, but I want to tell you that going through that process was an amazing opportunity for us. We were able to really dive deep into what our stakeholders wanted for the school corporation, and how we could support the community and the workforce, and just the process itself, I think, really helped our school corporation for many years to come.
Well, we also have one of the big issues for all the schools, and you're in the midst of all of that, is your whole reopening process and how convoluted and complicated, and how if then, if not, then this. And
well, that's how you're safe, Keith.
Yeah. Dr. Sanders, how are you doing on your reopening?
Well, I think we're doing fine. I will admit that we've had some anxious moments, but as I see our plan starting to come into detail, I feel better that we're going to be ready. I was just looking at our website this afternoon and our athletic calendar, and it kind of got me pumped up that we're going to be able to start school on August 5th, and it'll be great to see students and teachers and some life coming back into our schools. We're going to be ready with safety measures for our students. Obviously, we're doing the deep cleaning of our facilities and buses, and then we'll have options for families, because we'll have parents with the whole range of emotions and thoughts on sending their children back to school, and we want to be prepared to meet those needs.
Dr. Sanders, what are the options you're offering to your families?
Well, we are definitely starting school on August 5th, and we will offer our families to be able to send their children to school physically to receive their instruction within the schools, and we will have safety measures in place to help assure them that not only are we going to be providing a quality education, but in the safest way possible. The other way is we'll offer an online option for families, and we're still ironing out the details on the safety measures if they come to school and the details of our online program. But we've surveyed our families to get an idea of what their perspective is. We are definitely using the health departments at the state and local level to guide us, to be our primary guide. And we're just working on making sure that the online opportunity is a quality program for our students.
Help me understand something on that. We know that the schools get a per capita for each student. Does that change whether they're online or face-to-face?
Well, it used to be 85% that if a student was in a virtual program, that the school corporation would receive 85%. But the state has just last week announced that we would be receiving 100% of our normal ADM money for each student, whether they're virtual or physically at school. So that was really good news.
We're talking to Dr. Jerry Sanders, the superintendent of the
Richland they have to be flexible. They don't. Yeah. No one knows how this is going to work.
Well, so you would what it could cost.
Yeah, and Dr. Sanders, this isn't the time to be taking away money from schools because they're having you jump through a billion hoops to make sure everybody's safe.
Right. I mean, times like this, you know, safety of the kids come first, but you do have to pay for the equipment that you're purchasing and the additional costs and so we're greatly appreciative of the CARES Act dollars that we received, but to be honest, that was just that'll be a drop in the bucket compared to the whole balance of what we'll have to pay over the next year.
It's not like you have PPE laying around or masks or plexiglass or whatever it has to do to socially distance classrooms and playgrounds and everything else. It's never easy, is it, buddy?
It is not, I think as long as we work as a team and, we're going to have differing opinions on what's the best thing to do, but, I sent a message out to all of our families last Friday night and just encouraged our RBB family and reminded them that before COVID that they trusted us to take care of their kids during floods or tornadoes, and it's the same with COVID. We're going to do our best to make sure that our students and staff are as safe as possible.
Dr. Sanders, last school year, I want to say last
when
year.
When was that?
Yeah. you especially, had to scramble a little bit to, in this virtual reality, find places where your students could get on Wi-Fi. How are you for that this year?
Well, we purchased, right away, we purchased a number of hotspots. But the problem was everybody in the country was about purchasing these hotspots. So that's going to be our game plan going into this year is for short term, we're still working on securing hotspots for our families. But really expanding internet connectivity, that is really a long-term effort, regardless of COVID or not. We need to get the families and our communities with the opportunity to be connected through the internet, not just for education. That's important, obviously, but for our families to be connected to the resources that are available in our community. It's a long-term effort that we will definitely be working on over the years.
Are you going to have any way of knowing what the breakdown is going to be online and face-to-face before you open the doors for the first day of school? Are you doing a survey of your parents?
Well, we did a survey, but, you know, you never get quite 100% from a survey. So we are going to have our families start registering earlier this year. And when they get onto the Harmony, which is what we use, the parents will have the opportunity to choose. That'll be their first question. They'll choose in school or online, and if it's we're asking that to be if they choose a virtual school, for that to be a semester commitment, so we could plan accordingly. But yeah, they'll be given that opportunity when they register to make that option.
And I know you've gone through every contingency. I can see your head spinning from here. What if everybody says we're staying home?
Well, that would be a challenge.
I know, and I bring it up to be funny because I know you really have to worry about that and think about that. But how do you plan for school lunches, and how do you plan for this and that? And well, you guys are earning your money.
Well, on that topic, yeah. Dr. Sanders, help me understand what Mike is kind of leading to.
Yeah.
If you have to socially distance in a classroom, I'm just picking numbers out of the air, 30 kids in a classroom, that cuts down to 15. Now, what do you do with the other 15? That means another teacher in another classroom, right?
Definitely, you have to. That's why we're trying to gather this information from our parents, and to get an idea. But I'm encouraged by the survey that we did. I think we're really the survey results that we did had only about 8%. Who said they were going to definitely do the virtual school option. Now, that's just the survey. Though, like I said, in Harmony, when they register, they will that'll be their commitment that they're making. But 8%, though, that's, you know, we want to keep these kids in our school system. We want to sustain their educational progress with the students who are at school, and I think we'll do a good job just encouraging our parents and assuring them of the safety measures that we have in place, and I think by survey results anyways, I think most of them will come back. I don't think we're gonna have to worry about a big number choosing virtual school.
Well, I bet if you let the kids fill out the survey, it'd be 100% that they're all going back. Kids want school. Yeah. Kids want.
Definitely.
They want to see their friends. They want recess. They want lunch. They want organ. They want to be told. I've learned this. I have two children. They want to be told what to do by somebody other than their parents.
Right. Right. They may not share that with their friends, but
no.
That's exactly.
And they enjoy that. They enjoy, oh, man, teacher was tough today. Yeah, they're all in the same group. So the great news is, and I think, and I've said this and I'll continue to say it, it's fantastic that children are not, at least medically that we've learned yet, spreading it. So you can have a different, it's okay if people want to go back to school because that's not the issue. It's not like some other, like chicken pox where, oh, you touch everything, it's going, that has to be a little reassuring, doesn't it?
It does, and really a lot of the safety measures that we're talking about are safety measures that we should do to some degree to make sure that the kids are always safe from germs and from spreading illness, and some of the things we're doing to prepare for COVID, we need to really continue to do throughout the school year.
That's right. Everybody back to kindergarten. Wash your hands, blow your nose. Don't sneeze with your mouth open. Yeah, all that stuff. That's easy. That's easy to fix.
Dr. Sanders, you have a special meeting of the school board July 6th. What's going to happen there?
Yeah, so I sent on June 15th, I sent our families a letter explaining the process that we're going through to create the plan, and so we've done the survey. I've talked to a number of parents on the phone or in my office, and we have a task force that tonight will be their second meeting. And so as we use all that information and guidance from the health department, we'll formulate our plan and present that to the board on July 6th and ask the board to approve that.
And we'll keep updating, following along with that, and we'll have you update us when we talk to you back in July. So we hope by the time that comes around, we know the compass will be pointing in the most accurate direction as we get closer and closer to August 5th,
August
5th, yeah.
August 5th.
The opening school.
Oh, yeah, the big day, Keith. Right. Don't worry about the...
I thought you meant
the school. No. The kids are worried about August 5th.
August
5th. That is the day.
I think they're going to be more grateful to go back to school than they've ever been.
I think you're right. Well, we'll get caught up with you in July before you open the doors, Dr. Sanders. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.